I am not a Brahman, or a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. But my eternal identity and my ultimate aspiration is to be Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. The servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the Lord of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya has taught that the mood of devotion of the gopis of Brajbhumi is the supreme par excellence of all spiritual attainments. It is the mood of the gopis that represents the ultimate form of renunciation and sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. In this world, people who do not understand the science of bhakti properly, by the proper teachers, they think that the loving affairs between Krishna and the damsels of Braja have something in common with the loving affairs that take place between men and women in this world. But actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the original nature of the soul is to love God. But when that tendency to love God is misdirected toward the temporary objects of this world, prema is transformed into kama, or lust. It is actually the same propensity. It is not something different. It is just misdirected. When we direct the propensity to love of the soul toward Krishna, we experience the ultimate bliss of transcendental consciousness. But when we direct it toward anything or anyone except Krishna, or those things in relation to Krishna, then the result is suffering and bondage. Krishna is completely transcendental personality. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karanakarana. And those who take part in his lila of transcendental loving reciprocation must have a consciousness of that same spiritual nature. The gopis, their devotion to Krishna is absolutely pure. And what does it mean to be absolutely pure? It means they have not the slightest consideration for their own pleasure. You know the story when Narada went to the various jnanis and yogis and sages and asked for the dust of Krishna's feet to be put on his head to heal him from his headache. No one was willing to give, because putting your feet on God's head means you go to hell for an unpredictable amount of time. But the gopis immediately gathered all the dust they could accumulate from their lotus feet and hurried Narada, put it on Krishna's head, apply it carefully, immediately. But do not you understand you may go to hell for this? Of course we know we will go to hell. We may go to hell for the rest of eternity. But if our suffering eternally relieves Krishna of his headache for even a fraction of a second, That will be our greatest aspiration in life. That is the nature of the love of the gopis of Braja. That is the supreme extent of renunciation. And therefore, in the line of bhakti, the greatest renunciates worship the feet of the gopis. Shukadeva Goswami, he had no concern whatsoever for any of the things of this world. He could not even discriminate between a male and a female body because he was only seeing the Atma, the soul. And when all the sages of the whole universe came together on the banks of the river Ganga in order to help Maharaj Parikshit perfect his life in 7 days, Vyasadeva, Narada, Asita, Devala, Bharadraj, Kashyapa, Vishwamitra, Vishishta, they were all there. And they all unanimously agreed that the most pure, the most qualified to speak is Shukadeva Goswami. And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, with Shukadeva Goswami's explanation of pure devotional service, and it culminated in his most heartfelt and deepest glorification of the supreme of all living beings, the gopis, and their advanced stage of love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the crest jewel of all sannyasis, and his descendants, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. What is the nature of Raghunath Das Goswami? It is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that his wife was more beautiful than a heavenly angel. And he was so wealthy. His parents, the money they were giving him, he was the only son in the entire family line to inherit everything. It was worth what is today billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. They were so wealthy. And he was so expert in his field. And yet he gave it all up. He left it all to sleep on the bank of a river under a tree. He wouldn't even eat except little buttermilk every few days, a drop. And for his clothes, he would only go to those places where people would just throw out the cloth that was no longer usable by civilized people, and he would put that torn old cloth on as his only garment. And that, he would make it into a kopan only. And yet, in Raghunath Das Goswami's writings, he is continuously worshipping the feet of the gopis for their unexcelled, pure devotion to Sri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us that there are different gradations of divine love. Through sadhana bhakti, we can gradually purify ourselves, gradually cleanse the anartas from our hearts and all of the materialist attachments within. And then love of God begins to shine. Love of God is beyond all of the mystic powers of the yogis, which are still on the material platform, and even far, far beyond the liberation of the jnanis. It is called vimukti. Mukti means liberation, but vimukti means bhakti, the perfection of liberation. And in that pure love, there are 5 relationships one can have with Krishna. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is Shantaras and Dasyaras, a relationship of neutrality and a relationship of being a pure, unalloyed servant of the Lord, serving in ecstasy for all of eternity. But above the Vaikuntha planets is the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna resides. And on that planet, there is Sakyaras, where we could love Krishna as a friend. And all of the rasas, as they proceed, contain all of the attributes of the previous rasas. In Dasyaras is Santaras. In Sakyaras, or for friendly relationship, is included Dasyaras. And above that, more inclusive, is Vatsalya Lamas. Loving Krishna as a parent. Today we discussed at great length the unparalleled love of Mother Yashoda for Krishna and how it always kept him under control. But above even that of Vatsalya Ras is Madhurya Ras, the sweetest of all relationships that Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. And that includes all other levels of spiritual love. Srila Giriraj Maharaj ki. Where Krishna meets the gopis in the forests of Vrindavan. Jai Maharaj. So His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj will explain this wonderful pastime and its significance to us. Someone who has realization and qualification. But before he begins, I would like to share how Lord Chaitanya celebrated this special night of Sarat Purnima on one occasion. If you permit me to speak. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, the last 12 years of his earthly leela, he spent completely immersed in the ecstatic feelings of separation from Sri Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the heart of Srimati Radharani's love. Krishna tasting the sweetness of Radha's love, that is Lord Gaurasundara. So it was on Sharad Purnima that Lord Chaitanya was celebrating with his devotees. And they were going down the shore of the ocean, and the full moon was glowing very beautiful and bright. Srila Prabhupada explains that this full moon of Sharad season is the most beautiful night of the whole year. The moon has a special transcendental glow and effulgence. And on this night, the moon was brilliantly illuminating the sky, and on the ocean, it was the full tide, so the waves were high, and the moon was just dancing on the waves and glistening and making the ocean look like it was covered with hundreds and billions of precious shining jewels. And Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were just walking from garden to garden along the beach in different places all night long. They were just dancing and singing and chanting and having wonderful, wonderful relationships with one another. And they were singing the glories of Krishna's performance of the Ras Leela. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would begin to sing the various verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and various other poems which described the wonderful, wonderful love between Krishna and his devotees. In fact, this night was so beautiful that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, "I cannot explain it." He said, if Ananta Shesha tried to explain with all of his thousand hoods one day of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes for all the time of creation, he could not come to its limits. And if Ganesh, who is the scribe of the demigods, if he spent thousands and thousands and thousands of millenniums trying to write down what Lord Chaitanya did in one day or one night, he could never come to an end. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, each day is like an unlimited vast ocean. And no living entity can possibly fathom the depth of that ocean. But if any living being just touches one drop from that ocean, he becomes purified and chants the holy name. As Lord Chaitanya and his associates were dancing and singing through the roadways and the pathways and the gardens and the seaside of Jagannath Puri throughout the night, they were completely immersed in remembering Krishna and his wonderful, wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar Goswami would sometimes sing beautiful, beautiful prayers. And then he came to a prayer. He recited from Srimad Bhagavatam, where during the Ras Lila, Krishna was playing with the gopis in the waters of the river Jamuna. And he was compared to a male elephant, and the gopis were compared to female elephants. And they were splashing one another, offering the love of splash. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became so much ignited in ecstatic love, his heart, that he, with the speed of mind, he looked at the ocean with the moon glistening upon it, and he considered that it was the Jamuna, and he ran and jumped in the Jamuna, which was the ocean. And because he did this so fast, nobody could see what he had done or where he had gone. And after some time, the devotees were thinking, where is our Lord? He is not here. And they were looking here and there and everywhere. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya was unconscious in the ocean, deeper in the ocean. And sometimes the waves would push him under the water. And sometimes the waves would push him over the water. And his body was just floating like a piece of wood. And it was floating in the eastern direction toward the temple of the sun god in Konark. And it was night and completely dark. And the devotees, they had no idea where he had gone. And they began to search. Has he gone to the Jagannath temple? Has he gone to Gundicha Mandir? Has he gone to Narendra Sarovar? Or maybe he has gone to Aitota? Where has he gone? They were searching everywhere, but they could not find him. And soon, the night was coming to an end, Sharad Purnima, and the light started coming of the day, and they could not find him. And then, the terrible thought came into their heart, that perhaps he has ended his pastimes. He has disappeared from this world. And the devotees were practically unconscious in separation from the Lord. They were weeping, they were crying. Their hearts were just like empty voids. This voidness of separation was crippling their minds. They did not know whether they should live or whether they should die. Their only hope was somehow or other we must find him. So some were going in one direction, and some were going in another direction, and they were searching everywhere and anywhere. But nowhere was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be found. And Swarup Damodar began to go along the seashore. And he and some of his associates were walking. And all of a sudden, they saw coming toward them a fisherman. This fisherman had a net over his shoulder, and he was laughing, crying, singing, and dancing. So Swarup Damodar was thinking, this may be a clue. So he approached the fisherman, and he said, have you seen anyone? Have you seen anyone tonight? And the fisherman was in a state of madness. He said, I have not seen anyone tonight. But I'll tell you what happened. He said, I was fishing like any other night. And I put my net into the sea. And I caught in my net a dead corpse. And this dead corpse, when I saw it, I tried to get rid of it. And as I was trying to free my net from this red corpse, I touched it. And when I touched this corpse, all of a sudden, tears started flowing from my eyes. All my hair started going up. My voice started getting choked up. And my heart was filled with fear. I feel that I have touched a ghost. And now that ghost is haunting me. This ghost, I don't know if he's the ghost of a dead Brahmin or some normal being, but I have never seen anything like it. His body is elongated. His limbs are disjointed, and between his limbs are just slack flesh. He must be 5 to 7 cubits in size. And his eyes are open, and he keeps making the sound, gong, gong. I don't know what to do. But I do know this, that I fish and I kill fish every night. And because I'm up all night, I sing a mantra to Lord Narsingadev to protect me from ghosts. And throughout my life, no ghost ever touched me or ever could do anything to me as long as I chanted my Narsinga mantra. But this ghost, when I chanted the Narsinga mantra, his influence on me was doubling and tripling. It was becoming more intensified. He said, you should not go anywhere near this ghost. You should go the other direction. Because this ghost is so dangerous. If anyone even sees it with his eyes, they may die. I have gone totally mad. I do not know whether I will live or die. But I know I have my wife and children, and how will they live without me? Therefore, I am just searching everywhere for an exorcist who can get this ghost out of my body and out of my mind. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I am a famous exorcist. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami began chanting mantras. And then he placed his hand on the fisherman's head, and then he slapped him 3 times. And he said, now the ghost is gone. So you should be free from all fear. And then the fisherman was free from all fear. And then Swarup Damodar began to explain that actually this is not a ghost. What you saw was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the fisherman told Swarup Damodar Goswami that I have seen Lord Chaitanya so many times, but this doesn't look anything like Lord Chaitanya. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, because somehow he was immersed in thinking of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis and the Jamuna, and we were singing about the Ras Leela, he jumped in the Jamuna and he went into this ecstasy. And sometimes when he goes into ecstasy, his body has these amazing transformations. Now you take us to him. So the fishermen happily brought them to the place where Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was laying. And when the devotees saw him, it was very difficult, because he had been in the water, submersed for so long, his body was bleached white by the salty waters of the ocean. And he was so elongated. No one has ever seen anyone in such an ecstatic symptom. That his every one of his joints in his body was disjointed, and there was large segments of just slack skin between the joints. And his body was covered from head to feet with sand, and he was just laying there. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, amongst the devotees, began to chant into his ear very loudly the beautiful kirtan of the holy name. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so intensely immersed in an internal state of consciousness that he did not respond. So the devotees, even more loudly, with greater determination, they chanted into his ear the holy name. They continued chanting very loudly. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And finally, after chanting for a long time, the sound of Krishna's name entered into Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya's ears and into his heart. And then he came back to consciousness. And as soon as he came back to awareness, all of his limbs came back into place. And the beautiful form of Gaurasundara was again revealed to everyone. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya had three states of consciousness: internal, external, and half external, internal. When he was in internal consciousness, he was completely unconscious of this world, and he was just totally immersed in the ecstasy of the loving Leela of Radha and Krishna. And when he was in external consciousness, he was preaching to everyone to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And when he was just coming out of his internal consciousness, but not in external consciousness, and what he was actually experiencing in his ecstatic love, when in this half state of consciousness, he would actually speak and reveal to everyone what he was meditating on. That was called half consciousness. So he came in that state, and he began to explain like a madman in ecstatic devotion that I was in Vrindavan. And Krishna was having his beautiful Rasleela with the damsels of Braja, the gopis. And during this beautiful, beautiful pastime, Krishna entered into the waters of the Jamuna with the gopis. And they began to play together, and they began to splash one another. And sometimes in this splashing game, there were beautiful gardens of lotus flowers, white lotus flowers, and pink lotus flowers, and blue lotus flowers. And they would hide behind these lotus flowers as they would have these beautiful pastimes in the waters. And he went into great detail. And then they came out of the water. And while they were in the water, Lord Chaitanya said, I was standing on the bank of the Jamuna, and one gopi was telling me what is happening, and I was watching with my own eyes. And then they came out, and we arranged for them beautiful, beautiful garlands and nice clothes for Radha and Krishna. And we placed them in a beautiful, beautiful place in the forest where they could rest, a canopy of nice flowers. And everyone, all the gopis were singing and massaging their lotus feet and bringing all sorts of wonderful fruits and sweetmeats for their pleasure. And as I was watching this wonderful pastime, all of a sudden I heard this loud shouting from all of you, and you took me away from that place. Why have you taken me away from that place? Why have you brought me away from Vrindavan to come here? And then he came back into external consciousness. And he asked, did I say anything? What did I do? And Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that you saw Jamuna, and you saw Sarat Purnima and the Jamuna, and you jumped in, and you were floating in Jamuna. And we found you here. You were caught by the net of a fisherman, and you made that fisherman into a pure devotee just by touching you. He started chanting the holy names in great ecstasy, and he attained pure love of God. And you have described to us what you have seen. But now, my Lord, we think you should put on dry clothes and you should take nice bath in the ocean to get the sand away from you, and then you should go back to your home to rest. So Lord Chaitanya, always wanting to satisfy his devotees, he went back to his home, Gambira, to rest. And in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Sharad Purnima. We cannot celebrate like this. But we can talk about how Lord Chaitanya celebrated, discuss his wonderful emotions of ecstatic love, and just by touching a drop from this narration, our hearts will be cleansed. And now at this time, we are very fortunate that His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj has come to give us his wonderful association and speak something for the purification of our hearts.
Jnana-timirandasya Jnananjana-salakaya Chaksun-militam yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Beginning the month of Damodar, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami enumerates 64 items of devotional service. And one item is the observance of Kartik Vrat. And Srila Rupa Goswami explains that Lord Damodar is very responsive to his devotees. If his devotees perform even a little service, he makes a big thing of it. So the month of Damodar is the same as Lord Damodar. If we offer even a little service to Lord Krishna, we get great credit. And therefore devotees do extra service, especially in the month of Damodar, to get extra credit. Srila Prabhupada explained that sometimes stores have sales. Actually, many stores are having sales now. And during the sale, you get valuable commodities for less price. And generally when stores open, they have a sale. And people are attracted because for a small price, they can get a great value. But the idea is that once the customer is attracted to the store, he will become a regular customer, even when the prices go up. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that the month of Damodar is especially meant to attract new customers for Krishna consciousness. Because just by doing a little service, they get great benefit. So probably many of the devotees have thought of some extra service that they would like to do during the month of Damodar, or some extra austerity that they would like to do, ultimately for the pleasure of Lord Damodar. And because Lord Damodar is so responsive to his devotees, whatever service we offer to him will be very much appreciated, and he will give us so much mercy. So we are beginning the month in the best way, in the association of devotees, chanting the holy names and hearing the transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we can pass every day in the month of Damodar as we have passed the last 1 hour, we will be extremely fortunate and our lives will be successful. Hare Krishna.
This evening is a very special special darshan that Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Sri blesses their devotees with. In fact, it is only 1 hour a year that we have this beautiful darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath during Sharad Purnima. This festival is a festival for the pleasure of the deities. Srila Prabhupada explained that the more we try to make wonderful arrangements for the pleasure of the deities, the more Krishna makes wonderful arrangements in our own spiritual lives. By decorating Krishna, we decorate our hearts. And it is one of the greatest and most important principles of bhakti to celebrate the festivals of the Lord's appearances and pastimes. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself who took the role of a devotee, not only to taste the love of his devotee, but to teach everyone how to taste the love of Krishna. And we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And we find in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, how every festival was so enthusiastically celebrated by Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. And similarly, the six Goswamis in their writings, they explain to us how important it is at our temples, in our homes, we come together amongst the Vaishnavas to remember Krishna on these festive occasions and celebrate in glorious ways. Sarat Purnima is the night, the most beautiful night where Radha and Krishna are served by their devotees. And how are they served? In Vrindavan they are served in the beautiful forest and offered sweet songs and offered wonderful sweet prasad or bhoga and so many nice arrangements of flowers and garlands are offered to the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada is such a intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radhani Krishna. So to assist him in his wonderful service in his temple, we are making these wonderful arrangements for the pleasure of the Lord. So the devotees, it's ready? You can turn off all the lights. But the fans should be on. The devotees have worked very hard for several days to make these beautiful decorations on the altar. And we have now the great fortune of participating by singing very loudly and very sweetly in a mood of great devotion for the pleasure of their lordships, the service of Guru Maharaj and the devotees.